My name is Chaya Lester with a mental health minute of transformative Torah. Lashon hara, evil speech, gossip mongering, a major no-no in Judaism. If there were an 11th commandment, this would be it. It's likened to murder, where ill-used words constitute an irresponsible destruction of another's life. Clearly, we refrain from speaking evil about others to protect the other person. But I would like to offer a transformative Torah view of Lashon Hara as a spiritual practice that benefits not just the other person, but that also benefits you. One of the allures of Lashon Hara is that it's a convenient distraction from having to look at myself. For most often, gossip is a projection or a displacement of my own shadow, darker parts unto another. Thus, the implicit invitation of Lashon Hara is to get in touch with my own emotions. When I withhold from evil speech about another, I'm able to get a hold on myself. I recently had a female client intensely angry about a man in our community who'd been sleeping with several of her friends. She passionately laid out plans to leverage a communal campaign to stop him and wanted me to join in her effort. Instead, I simply reflected back to her the extremity of her emotions around this and asked why she thought she might be so triggered by this issue in particular. After a week of sitting with her feelings instead of acting upon them, she did the amazing work of what I call tracing down the trigger. She looked into herself and discovered that she was so intensely angry because she herself had a long past of not controlling her sexual desires and drives. She had worked hard to control her impulses and was angry that others weren't doing the same. She feared that she too might lose the self-control she had worked so mightily to build. Suddenly, instead of burning with anger, she was overcome with compassion for the man as well as for the women involved with him. From that place of self-knowledge and compassion, she was then able to take practical steps of engaging the problem. She expressed her concerns directly to her friends and even to the man himself. In the end, this approach was a lot more productive and compassionate than her original plan of attack. She walked away from the situation feeling empowered and empowering, helpful and caring. In the transformative Torah view, Lashon Hara can be seen as not just guarding your tongue lest you speak about somebody else, but as a practice for heightened self-awareness and doing the self-growth work that will enable you to become more compassionate, enlightened, and effective. So next time you feel a desire to speak ill of someone else, stop. Take a moment, trace down your trigger. What emotions are coming up, and what do they point to? Does the situation perhaps remind you of something in yourself? The Torah's law around Lashon Hara thankfully stops us from hurting others, but the invitation of transformative Torah is to use the idea of Lashon Hara not just to refrain from harming another, but to gain awareness of yourself, an act that will benefit everyone. This has been Chaya Lester with a transformative Torah mental health minute.